Mr. Chair, South Africa supports what the EU said. The pandemic as it is, with the closure of schools and everything else that kept young girls, children indoors, in families, etc., not only had physical and mental health education needed because of the stresses that they faced, but as EU said yesterday, child pregnancy skyrocketed during that time. Young girls faced issues in the houses and in the communities where people live in very density next to each other. Many difficulties which they do face, but at a lesser level during times outside of the pandemic. Sexual health education is key that young women and children, we call them children, are educated what their rights are educated how to keep themselves healthy and do not take risks, that risks are trying to be mitigated. In the context of the DDPA, sexual health, sexual reproductive health has an asterisk to it. It means not education regarding abortion. It excluded that specifically in the asterisk. So, and if I remember last year, we managed to get consensus on this language and the use of that term because the DDPA itself has that asterisk. So countries who have problem where people are educated on abortion or allowed abortion knows that that asterisk is there, and in the context of the DDPA, it doesn't mean that. Whereas in Africa and places where we live, in quite strong density, we need to educate our children, and South Africa in many fields constantly mention that we need to educate people, and then these issues were exacerbated during COVID-19. So I hope that we can find flexibility from our colleagues of Bangladesh, noting that the asterisk is there, that we are not talking about abortion here. Thank you, sir.